تنتبه بس، بدك تدعمني يعني، بدك تدعمني يعني. صار لي سنة ما حكيت إنجليزي إلا بالقلب، يحتاجه إلا اللي بيحتاجه الواحد بالحبشي. وهذا شو بيحكي؟
أنا أتيت من هاي بعد ما نشر الموقف يعني، اشتغلنا عليه سيطة على بس إن شاء الله. متل أنت ترتاح طلع لك إياه من باينبر ولا؟
خلاص خليه أنت ما شاء الله. المتن وحده
بس أنت الشرح بدي يكون
ما حافوت متنه وشرح. ما حافوت متنه وشرح، حافوت بالموضوع هيك أبيح لي. هلا السلام عليكم. And as some brothers know, and you know, maybe most of you know, I didn't speak English for the past year except for a little bit. So be patient with me. Alhamdulillah, I have a good support here. So inshallah, we'll not face. As you know, the past camp, we finished talking about. Are you hearing in the? Okay. Oh, on and off. So the past camp, we finished talking about Al-Hajj, if I remember well. Insha'Allah, we will continue from there. In the few, yani, what I hope is that in the coming months, what we discuss in this camp, you take it with you, and you organize somehow classes to review what you took with the people in your areas. So we can benefit, all of us, much more of that. And maybe in the winter session, we'll have a kind of an exam about what you took in this camp. So we know how things are going. Do we need to repeat? Do we go over some new stuff or what? So do your best to review. Inshallah, I'll get back and talk about this issue later. Again, طيب. Let us start. Allah yukrimukum. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. أحمده وأستعينه وأستهديه وأستغفره وأشكره وأصلي وأسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين وصحابته الطاهرين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. والله تعالى أسأل أن يرزقنا جميعا حسن النية. نشرع إن شاء الله تعالى في كتاب المعاملات. إن شاء الله we will start talking about الكتاب. لا الكتاب. About the chapter of transactions. يجب على كل مسلم أولا نبدأ بمقدمة. Let us start with an introduction first. يجب على كل مسلم ألا يدخل في شيء حتى يعلم ما أحل الله منه وما حرم. It is an obligation upon every Muslim mukallaf not to do anything before knowing what is lawful. That is, it is an obligation upon the Muslim who is mukallaf to know what is lawful and what is unlawful about everything that he wants to do it before he does it. Every action that he wants to do it, before doing it, one needs to know if this action is permissible or not. If there are certain conditions to be permissible, what are those conditions? Before doing it. لأن الله تبارك وتعالى تعبدنا أي أمرنا بأوامر. تعبدنا بأشياء. الله أمرنا بأوامر ونهانا عن مناهٍ. فيجب علينا أن نطيع خالقنا سبحانه وتعالى. Because Allah تبارك وتعالى ordered us with certain things and prohibited us from doing other things. And we are obligated, it is an obligation upon us to obey Allah تبارك وتعالى. ومن لم يعرف من لم يفرق بين الحلال والحرام كيف يطيع خالقه. The one who does not differentiate between what is halal, lawful, and what is unlawful, how would he be able to obey Allah تبارك وتعالى؟ لذلك من المهم جدا أن يعرف الشخص حكم العمل الذي يريد الإقدام عليه قبل أن يقدم عليه. That is why before doing something, before doing an action, one needs, it is very important that one knows the judgment of such action. إذا كان حلالا أقدم عليه وإذا كان حراما تركه. So if it is halal, one would do it. If it is haram, one would leave it out. وسواء في ذلك ما عرفنا الحكمة من تحريمه أو إيجابه أو لم نعرف الحكمة. الواجب الذي عرفنا الحكمة من إيجابه والواجب الذي لم نعرف الحكمة من إيجابه كلاهما يجب علينا فعله فعلهما. والحرام الذي عرفنا الحكمة من تحريمه والمحرم الذي لم نعرف الحكمة من تحريمه كلاهما يجب علينا اجتنابه. Now whether one knows the wisdom behind something being an obligation or not, whether one is obligated to do it, and whether the person knows the wisdom behind something to be prohibited or not, one is obligated to leave it out and not to do it. لأننا نحن العبيد والله تبارك وتعالى هو الخالق الآمر والناهي. هو له الأمر والنهي. Because we are slaves of God. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who deserves to order and to prohibit. لذلك قبل أن يدخل الإنسان في البيع أو الشراء أو غير ذلك من المعاملات لا بد أن يعرف حكمها. This is why before the person gets involved in selling, buying on or other types of transactions, one needs to know the judgment of the transaction that he wants to do. Of course, so if it is lawful, he can do it. If it is unlawful, to leave it out. وليس كل معاملة أحلها الله تعالى وليس كل بيع أحله الله تعالى. Not every transaction is halal. Of course, I'm talking in reference to the rules of the religion. I'm not, when I say lawful, unlawful, I do not mean in reference to the different laws in the different countries. I am talking about the religious laws. So not every transaction is lawful. Some are lawful, some are not. Not every selling and buying is lawful. Some are lawful, some are not. البيع حلال والربا حرام. For example, buying and selling is permissible. Making a transaction of usurious gains, a riba, is prohibited. ثم ليس كل بيع يحل. On top of that, not every type of selling and buying is permissible. إنما يحل البيع الذي استوفى الشروط والأركان التي جعلها الله عز وجل في شرعه. Rather, the lawful selling and buying is the one that satisfies the conditions and the integrals that Allah تبارك وتعالى that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala prescribed in the rules of the religion. والتجارة من المكاسب الطيبة إن كانت على وفق شرع الله تعالى. For one to get what he needs from trading is a good way. This is a good way for one to get what he needs. نعم عدد من الفقهاء قالوا الزراعة أفضل الكسب من الزراعة أفضل لأنه أقرب إلى التوكل. لكن أيضا التجارة من المكاسب الطيبة. Yes, several scholars said for one to get what he needs, the money that he needs from agriculture is better because this is more close, the one who works in that is more close to be, let me say, more relying on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But still, trading is a good way, lawfully, trading lawfully, is a good way to get, for one to get the money that he needs. روى البزار عن رفاعة بن رافع رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سئل أي الكسب أفضل. البزار narrated from a companion named رفاعة ابن رافع that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was asked, what is the best way to get money, to earn something? What's the best way to earn something? فأجاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عمل الرجل بيده وكل بيع مبرور. عمل الرجل بيده وكل بيع مبرور. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام answered عمل الرجل بيده وكل بيع مبرور, which means for one to earn something in return of an action, a job that he does it with his hand, and every good selling. والمقصود بالبيع المبرور البيع الخالي عن الشوائب, خالي عن العيوب, الخالي عن الغش, الخالي عن الخديعة ونحو ذلك, المستوفي للأركان والشروط. And what is meant by the good selling here is the selling that does not have defects in it. It does not have, it is lawful, it satisfies the conditions and the integrals. It does not involve cheating or the like. البيع في لغة العرب معناه مقابلة شيء بشيء. Originally in the Arabic language, the term البيع, which usually translated to English by selling, originally this term بيع means to give something in return of something else. Not just to sell, to give something in return of another thing, something else. أما في اصطلاح الشرع فهو مقابلة مال بمال على وجه مخصوص. مقابلة أن تعطي شيئا له قيمة مالية, مقابل شيء له قيمة مالية على وجه بطريقة مخصوصة. هذا تعريف الشرع, هذا تعريف البيع في اصطلاح الشرع. As in the religious context, selling means to give something that has a value, monetary value, in return to another thing that has a monetary value in a specific way. بمجرد يعني لو فكر الإنسان قليلا في هذا التعريف يتبين له فورا عدم صحة ما يفعله كثير من الناس في الشرع, أنه لا يصح ما يفعله كثير من الناس من بيع ما يسمونه حقوق الطبع وحقوق التأليف وحقوق الاختراع وما شابه ذلك. If one thinks a little bit about this definition, immediately one recognizes that it is not permissible, religiously talking, to sell or buy what they call nowadays copyrights or similar things, patents. لأن تعريف البيع الصحيح شرعا لا ينطبق على ذلك. Because this is not the definition of the correct buying and selling does not apply to that. The correct buying and selling in the religion does not apply to that. هو في شرع الله تعالى هذا الأمر غير مسموح. In the religion, this is a prohibited matter. يعني واحد يؤلف كتابا مثلا ثم يقول من طبعه بغير إذني أنا أحبسه أو أخذ منه كذا من المال أو ما شابه. هذا حرام. For example, if one authors a book and then one says, anyone who makes a copy of this book, prints this book without my permission, or I will sue him. So he would be in jail, or he would be forced to pay a certain amount of money. Religiously, this is a prohibited action. وَإِنْ أَخَذَ الْمَالِ يَأْخُذُهُ مِنْ غَيْرِ حِلِّهِ. If he takes the money through that way, he would be taking it unlawfully. كم وكم من العلماء الماضين ألفوا الكتب وتعبوا فيها أكثر بكثير مما يتعب من يؤلف في أيامنا ولم يحجروا على الناس نسخها. All the previous scholars, the Muslim previous scholars, they authored very valuable books and they never said you cannot copy a book of those except with my permission. If I do not give you permission, then you pay me this amount or the like. They never did it. Although they used to put effort to author those books much more than the scholars, the real scholars who author nowadays. Much more. In the past, just to write, one needed first to make the ink that he needs to use it for writing. And to make that ink, there was a process, you know, to do that. And then he would get this thing that he needs to write with, a thin bamboo or the like, and he needs to make it sharp, then he would use it, and then it would broke, and then again make it sharp again, and the ink would be dried, and he would make another quantity. If he wanted to review a book. Nowadays, if you want to review something, it is enough to go on the internet while you're sitting at home and maybe drinking a cup of tea. They couldn't do that in the past. If any of them wanted to review a book, if he didn't have it, he needed to go and buy it or go to a public library to review it, etc. It was much difficult than nowadays. And they never said, well, we put a lot of effort. I put a lot of effort in authoring this book, so no one else is entitled to copy it. And if he does that, I will punish him, I will sue him, etc. They never said that. Why? Because it is not religiously permissible to do that. This is something that everyone can benefit from it. وقد مدح الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم الشخص السهل السمح في البيع والشراء. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام praised the person who sells and buys in an easy way, who is easy in selling and buying. فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام رحم الله امرأ سمحا إذا باع سمحا إذا اشترى سمحا إذا قضى سمحا إذا اقتضى رحم الله امرأ سمحا إذا باع. إذا باع غيره هو سهل في البيع. سمحا إذا اشترى, إذا اشترى من غيره أيضا هو سمح في الشراء. لا يقول لا نزل لي اياها ربع دولار, لا او اريد منك ربع دولار اكثر, او لا اقل بربع دولار, ربع ساعه يتكلم مع البائع او البائع يتكلم مع المشتري حتى يتفقا. الذي هو سمح في البيع سمح في الشراء هذا ممدوح في الشرع. ايش معناه؟ اذا اراد ان يشتري قال له البائع السعر هكذا, إما أن يأخذ أو يترك. إذا أراد أن يبيع قال له البائع, إذا أراد أن يبيع يقول له المشتري أدفع لك كذا, إما أن يقبل وإما أن لا يقبل, وانتهى هكذا. سمحا إذا باع, سمحا إذا اشترى, سمحا إذا قضى. إذا كان للآخرين عليه دين سهل في قضاء الدين. ما بالعامية يقولون ما بيطلع له عيونه لحتى يقضيه الدين, حتى يقضيه الدين, يقضيه الدين بسماحة. وسمحا إذا اقتضى, إن كان له دين على غيره أيضا يطلب الدين بلطافة بسماحة بحسن خلق. هذا ممدوح في شرع الله تعالى. هذا الحديث رواه البخاري. البخاري البخاري narrated that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said رحم الله امرأ سمحا إذا باع سمحا إذا اشترى سمحا إذا قضى سمحاً إذا اقتضى, which means the Prophet in this hadith praised the person who is easy when selling, easy when buying, easy when paying the debts due on him, and easy when asking what other people owe him, asking for what other people owe him. That is, for example, if he goes to buy something, he asks, how much is it? And the buyer tells him, for example, for how much this is. The buyer tells him, this is for the seller, yes. The seller, sorry. Tells him, this is for such and such amount. Either he accepts or he leaves. He doesn't stop and argue with the seller for 10 minutes, make it less $1 or half a dollar or like that. No, either he takes it or he leaves it, that's it. The one who sells and buys asks for what others owe him and pay others what he owes them in an easy way, with good manners, such a person was praised by the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. والنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ما كان يجادل في السعر. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام never argued about the prices. إذا أراد أن يشتري إما أن يشتري أو يترك. Either he buys, he pays, or he doesn't buy the thing. He never argued about the price. صلى الله عليه وسلم. وليس معنى ذلك أن المجادلة في أمر السعر حرام، لا، لكن نحن نتكلم عما هو أفضل. This does not mean that it is haram, it is unlawful to argue about the price. No. This is clear. This is not haram. We are talking about what's better. How to act in a better way. What is better? في كل حال كما قلنا البيع لا بد أن يستوفي الأركان والشروط. Anyway, the buying and selling has to fulfill the conditions and integrals mentioned in the rules of the religion. من جملة هذه الأركان والشروط، من جملة الشروط أن يكون الثمن والمثمن كلاهما مباحين في الشرع. العوضان، أن يكون العوضان مباحين، ليس أحدهما محرما. Among those conditions is for both articles, the one given by the seller and the one given by the buyer, the exchanged articles, for both of them to be lawful, not to be unlawful. They have to be lawful, both of them. من هنا يعلم مثلا أنه لا يصح شراء الدم. From here, from this, it is known, for example, that it is not permissible to buy or sell the blood. والخمر. Or to buy and sell wine. والبول، to buy and sell urine, for example. ولحم الميتة، to buy and sell the meat that was not slaughtered lawfully. وباقي أجزاء الميتة غير اللحم، مثل العظم and the other parts of the animal who dies without being killed in the proper way, religiously, which we call in Arabic mayta, when the animal is killed like that, like the bones or the horns of such animal. It is not permissible to buy it or to sell it. إلا أن جلد الميتة إذا دبغ يطهر بالدباغ. But take a note that the skin of almayta, if it is tanned properly in the religious way, then it becomes tahir, pure. So it is not permissible to sell it before tanning it for the skin. ومن هنا يعلم أنه لا يصح بيع عاج الفيل، ليس عاج الحيوانات البحرية، عاج الفيل. And from this it is known that the tusks of the elephant, it is not permissible to trade in that, to sell it or buy it, because the elephant is not an edible. لأن الفيل ليس حيوانا مأكولا. فكيف يزكى؟ Because the elephant is not edible. So how? There is no way to kill it properly in a way that makes it halal and makes the tusks pure halal after killing it. إلا أن لكن هذا ليس إجماعا. But this is not a consensus. الحنفية يجيزون ذلك. In the Hanafi school this is permissible. لأن هذا العظم عندهم لا ينجس بالموت. Because when the animal dies, this bone, because the tusk is considered like a bone, so this kind of bone does not become najis, impure by death. But according to the Shafi'i school, also the bones become najis, filthy, by death. Najis, filthy, by death. So in brief, the exchanged articles need to be not prohibited in the rules of the religion. باختصار لابد أن يكون العوضان مباحين غير محرمين في شرع الله تبارك وتعالى، وأن يكونا طاهرين. Also they have to be pure, not najas, filthy. وأن يكون البيع غير موقت. And for selling, for the transaction, not to be time limited, if you want, contained. يعني it means not to agree on a time at which the contract ends. If this occurs, this makes the contract invalid. يعني لو قال شخص لآخر بعتك هذا البيت إلى 20 سنة، بعتك هذه الأرض إلى 100 سنة، إلى 90 سنة، معناه أنت في خلال هذه السنين تأخذها وإن شئت تبيعها، والذي يشتريها منك إن شاء يبيعها، ثم بعد 90 سنة ترجع إلي. هذا باطل، هذا بيع فاسد. So it is not permissible, for example, to sell something and say, for example, I now sell you this article for 100 years. Meaning that I sell it now to you, you take it, you can sell it to other people, they can also sell it to other people, but after 100 years it goes back to me. This is invalid. If such a condition is made in the contract, such a condition makes the contract invalid. I don't know if there are such similar transaction here in this country, but in some countries there are. They build a house, for example, houses, and they sell them for 99 years, or 50 years, or 60 years, or the like. Meaning that after 50 years or 60 years, they go back to the first person who sold them, or to his inhabitants, or whatever. This is invalid. Like they do in some countries that were originally communist countries. Up till now, in some countries, they say, well, the state confiscated the land. And up till now, although the regime changed, but because they got money from that, so they didn't change this issue. They say the money, the land is for the state. If you want a piece of land, we sell it to you for 90 years. They mean by that, after 90 years, it gets back to us. Or the like. Such transactions are invalid transactions. هذا يقال له البيع المؤقت وهو فاسد. في بعض البلاد الشيوعية التي كان الحكم فيها شيوعيا هكذا يفعلون. على زعمهم الأرض هم للشعب يعني للدولة بترجع بعدين. ثم الذين يحكمون يبيعون هذه الأرض لمن يريد يقولون إلى 90 سنة مثلا. بعد 90 سنة ترجع إلينا. هذا مثل هذا شرط باطل لا يصح. ويشترط أن يكون البيع أيضا غير معلق. كأن يقول له بعتك هذا إن جاء أبي. معناه إن جاء أبي ينعقد البيع يكون العقد ماشيا. إن لم يأتي أبي يكون العقد غير ماشي. هذا لا يصح. هذا يقال له معلق. بعتك هذا إن دخل زيد. وما شابه ذلك هذا غير صحيح. إن حصل أنا بعتك هذا إن حصل لنا من الربح كذا وكذا من أمر آخر لا ينعقد البيع بذلك. هذا يقال له بيع معلق لا يصح. Also it is a condition that the selling and buying would not be contingent upon the occurrence of something. For example, if one says to another person, I now sell you this article if my father comes tomorrow, which means now we have a contract between us. If my father comes, the contract would be valid. If my father does not come, then the contract would be invalid. Such a contract is invalid. If we make a profit, such and such profit from, I now sell you this article, if the profit made from another project reaches such amount, this is invalid. The transaction is invalid.
MashaAllah. كيف البرنامج؟
طيب اوكي طيب نقف هنا الان لاننا بدانا متاخرين. Let's stop here for now because we started late. So احد له سؤال؟ Do you have any عما قلنا about what was said? Not more. تفضل يا وليد. No, first, Mwaleed, تفضلي. نعم. هاي شيء تاني بنحكي فيها بعدين إن شاء الله. نعم، تفضلي. Is it valid for someone to what?
To lease something for 99 years.
Lease to, يعني to rent, for example. Oh, yeah, it is valid. It is valid. What is not valid is to sell for 99 years, for example. تفضل.
السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام.
Sheikh, if a home was repossessed by a bank, for example, because someone was unable to make the payments on it, would it be permissible to buy that house from the bank?
There are details pertaining this issue. Okay. We'll talk about it later, about those details later, inshallah. يلا حبيبي محمد بس يخلصوا والله.
السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام.
When you were talking about buying and selling the skin of an animal.
Buying and selling what? The skin?
The skin, yeah.
Yeah.
And you were talking about tanning. What does tanning mean?
Tanning means when you have an animal which is not slaughtered properly, then it is its skin becomes najas, filthy. To make it again, to make it pure, tahir, there is a certain process that is followed. You know, when the skin, when the animal is skinned, there are parts of meat and the like that stay on the skin. Those parts need to be removed using something that is acrid. Yes, to remove them in a certain process, and then at the end it would be also according to the school of Al-Shafi'i to remove the hair also. And then it is washed, then it becomes pure again. This is what's meant by tanned. تفضل.
السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام.
بيع الحيوانات بالوزن، هل هذا جائز وعند الإجماع؟
بيع الحيوان بناء على الوزن، بناء على الوزن في حال حياته يعني. حيوان يعني في حال حياته لا يصح. لماذا؟ لأنه من ضمن المبيع عندئذ يكون أشياء لا يجوز بيعها في الشرع، لأنه إذا بيع بالوزن فما في أحشائه من القذر ونحوه مما لا يصح بيعه يكون دخل في الاعتبار وجعل مقابله شيء من الثمن، لذلك لا يصح. إذا الذي يذكر في الماضي قبل 25 سنة، 30 سنة، 35 سنة وما قبل ذلك، تجار الغنم والبقر وما شابه في بلاد المسلمين ما كانوا يبيعون بناء على الوزن بالمرة، إنما يقول له بعتك هذا رأس من الغنم بكذا، يمكن يزينه، أما أن يقول له الكيلو بكذا لا، لأنهم كانوا يعرفون الحكم. الآن كثير من الناس جهال بعلم الدين، يتصرفون بغير علم. ولا أعرف خلافا في كون هذا البيع فاسدا. Selling an animal depending on its weight, that is when it is still alive, is not permissible. Which means if you go to someone to buy, let's say, a sheep, and it is still alive. If he weighs it, and he tells you, I sell you every pound for $1. Such a deal is invalid. Why? Because when he makes the contract contingent upon the weight, he is selling. This means that he is selling things that are not it is not permissible to sell them, like the. Like the filth that is inside the stomach or the intestines of the animal. Because those things have a certain weight. So as if he is part of what you pay would be an exchange of those things. This is why such a transaction is invalid. The traders who used in the past to buy and sell sheep, cows, and the like in the Muslim countries, they never used weight when they sold or sheep or the like. They used to sell them by one. I sell you this sheep for such amount, without mentioning anything about that each pound for such and such. They never did that. Why? Because they knew in the past, they used to learn the rules of the religion. Nowadays, many do not follow the proper rules. But this is the rule in the religion. So if you go somewhere and you want to buy a sheep, for example, when it is alive, and this person weighs it and he tells you, I will sell you each pound for $1, for example. You tell him, no, let's do it in another way. You say the weight is 50 pounds or 60 pounds. I will buy it from you for $60. Let's not talk about the weight. That is valid. This is valid. You get to what you want, and he gets to what he wants in a valid way. In a valid way.
Shafi, when we buy the leather shoes in this country and they are apparently tanned, can we just go
we can go by that. Okay. They are tanned.
How about when you go to the farmer, usually they say, a bigger one I will sell it for 60, a smaller one for 30.
Permissible. The bigger, the smaller, but without making the contract depending on the weight.
Barakallahu fiik.
Wa fiikum. Without saying each pound for such and such. Yeah.
Sheikh Samir, this issue of the...
Likewise, the fish. Before cleaning the fish, you do not buy it by weight. After cleaning it, after it died, and you clean it from inside, you can buy it by weight. But before cleaning it, no. So pay attention for that. Pay attention for that. Nah.
Sheikh Samir, this issue of the copyright, for one to protect himself, if he, for instance, if he doesn't put the copyright on a book, and then someone else says that I wrote this book, and this person stole this from me, and he doesn't have the copyright on his book, so he has no proof that this is his, and now I'm going to sue him, not just that. What is the way to get around this so he doesn't get in trouble?
You mean, for example, you write a book and you do not use this issue, you do not put this mark or whatever, you do not use this issue. And then I come and I say, this person stole it from me. I'm the one who wrote it. Does this happen?
There's a possibility this happens. We were talking about this.
Then one does... what he needs to protect himself, and he does not go farther. That means if he uses this thing to protect himself, he does not use it to sue others if they made copies of his book or the like.
I have a question. Sometimes, like, let's say I want to buy a house, but also I want to sell my house. Is it valid, the statement that I'm going to say? Is it valid to say, I am willing to buy your house in a condition that I sell my house in the contract?
Yeah, I'm willing. Yeah, you are willing. Yeah, of course, it is valid to say that. I am willing. Because it does not mean that the contract is already conducted.
So that's not mu'allaq. I'm not saying...
No. What is not valid is to say, I now sell you this on the condition that such thing happens tomorrow.
Barakallahu
okay. Fiqh. That is, if it happens, then this is sold. Khalas, I cannot get back. I cannot get it back. And if it does not happen, you cannot take it. This is an invalid. This is different from what you said. Because you are talking about about your intention. You are willing to. You want to. I will. But, tfaddali then. Okay, go ahead.
Sheikh Samir, could you please repeat the definition of selling in the religious context?
Selling in the religious context means to exchange something that has a monetary value with another thing that has also a monetary value in a specific way, which means according to conditions and integrals mentioned in the religion.
Thank you. According in reference to the fish and buying fish, if the fish was whole intact and they weighed it and they gave you a price, is it possible to...
No, this is different. Let's say the fish is not cleaned yet. They weighed it, but they do not tell you, I sell you the pound for such and such. They tell you, I sell you this fish for such and such. This is valid, even if they weigh it, because the contract is not based on each pound for such and such.
And
what is invalid is to say, I sell you this fish, each pound for such and such. Okay. This is invalid.
So specifically, do I understand, is the specific statement, the statement itself. If we could avoid the statement...
Correct.
And they, fine.
Correct.
And lastly, concerning the skin of the elephant, or you mentioned it was something
the
you couldn't do with
the
it.
The tusk of the elephant?
No, other than the
skin.
Tusk. Other than the tusk.
The skin.
Because of this would make it...
tanned. If it is tanned.
And did you say you could not tan that kind of skin?
No, you can.
You cannot.
No. You can. Every animal that dies without being killed properly, you can tan its skin. It is permissible to tan its skin. It becomes pure by tanning it. Except, even serpent, let's say, alligator, elephant, and other things. But except for a dog and a pig, or what's born from any of them. If you tan the skin of a dog or a pig, it remains najas, filthy. Now, after tanning the skin, it becomes pure. طاهر. تفضلي.
شيخي لما قلنا انه العوضان مباحان، اذا مثلا شخص سرق مال وبهيدا المال اشترى شيء، انعقد البيع والشراء ولا ما انعقد؟
مال اشترى بعين المال،
بعين المال اللي سرقه
قال له اشتريت منك هذا بهذا،
ايوه انه دفع باللي يعني المصاري اللي سرقه.
اذا اشترى بعين المال لا يصح. If someone steals money and then he buys with the stolen money something, the contract is invalid. That is, he tells the seller, I now buy from you this thing for this amount of money. While this amount of money is stolen, this is invalid. This is invalid. Now, if he tells him, I now buy from you this amount, this thing for such amount, without saying with this money, and then he pays him from the stolen money, the contract is valid, but he needs to go back to him and tell him, this money that I paid you was not mine. This money is the money of so and so. Give it to him, and he pays him from halal money. He pays him the price from halal money.
How about blood when they give you in the hospital if somebody is sick, and how do you treat that one? Blood.
Blood?
Yeah.
What's the question?
You had an accident. You okay. lost a lot of blood. And then they will give you at the hospital the blood, and obviously you have to pay for it.
Ah. And they how ask you to pay for the blood to buy it?
Yes. That's it's part, they list it as like any
oh,
medicine.
So they don't so there is no contract. They give it to you and later they tell you you need to pay us this amount because we gave you blood. Yeah, and among this list there is the blood. And if you do not pay them, what happens? You get in trouble.
Yes.
Then you pay them to avoid troubles. Barakallahu feekum. Let's stop here for now. Ahsanallahu ilaykum. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Let's get back at 12:15 for today. Allah yubariku feekum. نهلل لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم بارك الله فيك.